Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water to the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visioneer of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. We walk in the supernatural. Let's give Jesus another resounding clap of praise. Want to salute God's servant, our Father and our Mother. Let's put our hands together once again. Mark chapter 15, verse 20. The Bible tells us the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And so God has confirmed the word of his servant, and so we've returned to give him all the praise. And this morning, the word will be fulfilled in somebody's life. Let's celebrate the Lord again and again and again. We have a testimony coming all the way from Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology from our brother Dennis. And it says, supernatural healing of 2 years chest pains and heart burns. I want to give all the glory and honor to God for his divine healing power in my life. For 2 years, I had been experiencing intense chest pains and severe heartburns. Each episode of discomfort was overwhelming because it brought a sharp, stabbing sensation in my chest, which left me feeling anxious and uneasy. Simple daily activities became challenging as the pain would strike unexpectedly, and the constant burning sensation in my chest made it difficult to eat or sleep peacefully. I tried various remedies and treatments, but nothing seemed to bring lasting relief. There were moments when the pain was so intense that I feared the worst. On Thursday, the 20th of March, at the Moment of Refreshing program, Dr. Kojo Bempah asked us to place our hands where there was any sickness in our bodies. I placed my hand on my chest while he prayed for us, believing in God's promise of healing and restoration. Now, during the prayer, I experienced a powerful touch from God. As I prayed with faith, I felt a warmth and a release in my chest that I cannot fully explain. From that moment, the sharp pains began to subside, and the burning sensation that had plagued me for so long was gone. It was as if a heavy burden had been lifted off me, and I knew that God had intervened supernaturally. Now, since that day, I have been free from the chest pains and heartburns, and what once brought me fear and discomfort is now a testimony of God's faithfulness and healing power. Church, let's join our brother in saying a very big thank you to Jesus for this supernatural healing. Our next testimony is from Sister Lily. Supernatural healing of toothache and chest pains. I had a tooth surgery in November 2023. And after the surgery, I started feeling pain in my teeth. In December 2023, I went back to the dental clinic to complain about the pain, and they filled my teeth again. A year later, blood started oozing from my mouth, and this lasted for a week or two. I did not return to the same dental clinic because I felt I was wasting money there without results. I went to a different dental clinic where I was told that my teeth had been filled with something I was sensitive to, which explained the bleeding. They then started working on this tooth again in January 2025. On Friday, the 14th of March 2025, I went for another appointment where my tooth was drilled and I was asked to gargle warm water and salt for about 3 days. After the 3 days, the pain unfortunately persisted. And so during the Moments of Refreshing program on KNUST campus in March 2025, Reverend Bempa asked us to lay our hands on any part of our bodies where we felt pain. So I laid my hand on my cheeks and prayed. And praise be to Jesus. Immediately after the prayers, the pain supernaturally disappeared. And I'd also been suffering from chest pain since January 2025. And the Lord healed me from that as well. Thank you, glorious God, for healing me. Let's give Jesus another round of applause as we invite Sister Obia. Sister Obia, Supernatural International Open Door is her testimony. Let's receive her with another clap offering.
Pray without season for supernatural manifestation.
We walk in the supernatural.
I want to thank God, who is the owner and builder of this church. I want to thank Mommy Daddy for this opportunity. So, I'm an engineer, and for most engineering firms, we get opportunity to go outside. So, you know that definitely there'll be one day you go outside for training or maybe go do an FAT for an equipment, but you don't know the when. So, before I joined my company, they were supposed to go for a training outside. So they had the people who were supposed to go for that training already scheduled. But something came up, so they couldn't go that particular year. That was last year. So when news came that they were going to go again this year, I knew that I just joined the company and they have their people. And the people are still in the company, so there's no way I'll be added. So I didn't think about it. So anytime they talk about it, I don't include myself. So fast forward on 22nd December, we're doing the Thanksgiving series. And before Daddy preached, he led us into a time of praise. And the statement he made was, Thanksgiving yields increase. So we should thank God for the opportunities we have. And in that process, God will open bigger doors for us. So that day, my praises was to thank God for the job I'm in. Because that job, I got it without an interview. And Ghana here, to get a job is difficult. And to get an engineering role without an interview is by God's grace and His favor. So I was thanking God for just that opportunity. So I really danced that day. So when I went home in the evening, there was an email about that training. And because I know I'm not part, I didn't even bother opening the email. So a colleague called me and she was shouting on the phone that, have I seen the email? Have I seen the email? I was like, which email? They said the training email. And she said I should go and read and come. So when I opened and I saw the list and my boss had added my name, I was like, oh, what Bishop said this morning is true. These kingdom mysteries are actually real. So we need to take them serious. And I thank God. So we've gone for the training and we've returned. So I'm here to thank God for my first ever international opportunity. It was fully funded. With extra funding too. I really want to thank God for this opportunity. Thank you.
Somebody's miracle door is opening. As we celebrate God for this testimony, let's receive Brother Steven. Brother Steven was suffering from waist problem for 9 months, and God came in for him, and today he's healed and here to share his testimony.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. Church, help me to thank Jesus, the owner and the builder of the church. Daddy and Mommy, thank you for this great opportunity. So, I got married last year, January. And after my marriage, I was going through a very severe pain on my waist pain. And the pain was too bad to the extent that when I wake up in the morning, I couldn't even stand unless I used my hand to walk. And even when I stand up, I need to stand for a minute before I can move. So, one day, Bishop organized a campus invasion at Kumasi, and I told my wife, we need to join this campus invasion. So we went, And after we return back to Accra, we don't have anything because the money that we have is the money that we send to that invasion. So one Tuesday, after the campus invasion, the Tuesday service, the bus did not come and pick us. So I have already organized the shows ready. So some of them say, since the bus is delaying, they are going home. And I say, no, you people wait. And at that time, I don't have anything. And my wife is still at Kumasi. So I call her that I don't have money, but the shows say they are going home. So he sent me amount of money. And I say, oh, now I have got some money. So you people, let's go. And I organize them and I pick them to church. And I pay for the money that he sent to me. So after that, it was Tuesday, it was fasting. Instead of I break my fast 6 to 6, I break the fast 6 to the next morning, afternoon. Because I don't have anything. I don't have anything. The money that he sent, the one that I took the source. So after that Tuesday night, I went home and I don't have it. So I opened my faith and there was only half bottle of communion one. And I took the communion and I said, Lord, since I have sacrificed my money to send souls to church and I don't have anything to eat, don't let me wake up with this affliction. And people of God, since that time,
hallelujah,
I haven't experienced it.
Celebrate Jesus.
And a colleague in my work to go through the same thing in 9 months. And one day we came to church, one of the 21 days, Bishop said, if you are sick in any part of your body, remove your shoe and come and walk on the altar. So I stood in my dark colleague man.
Wow.
From that day to now, the guy has restored and he is working now. So I want to thank Jesus, the owner, who is healing me. And I want to thank Daddy for giving me an opportunity once again. So
let's give God all the praise for the confirmation of his word. And I believe this morning, another visitation is coming our way. Let's give him a clap offering with a shout as the choir takes over.
There is no one.
John 3:35 says, the Father loved the Son, and He has given all things. Those of you who don't know that Jesus is the owner of everything, the way you are worshiping Him shows that you don't know He's the owner. You think your president, your mother or your father or your job is the owner. The Father has given all things. So if you are looking for things, you better lift your hands and worship Him. He is the owner of the universe. Don't let anybody deceive you. Jesus owns the world. He owns all the money. He owns all the power. Lift your hands and worship Him. Worship Him. Marabon, lift the song again. It's the get anything outside it. Everything you get outside Jesus is fake. You get power outside Jesus, fake power. Money outside Him, fake money. The Father has given all things, not some things. Let the church wake up and have confidence. All things. What are you looking for? It's in the hands of Jesus. Your closeness to Him, the way you worship Him. Don't think you have something. You don't. Nobody has anything. The Father has given all things. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus and Jesus alone. And warn him and say, don't seek any other power outside Him. And tell him, any other thing you seek outside Jesus will destroy you. Anybody promise you anything outside Jesus? Now listen to me. It is fake. Any promise outside Jesus is fake. All these secret societies where they mention God, God. Why can't they mention Jesus? Forget about God. Mention Jesus. God means many things to people. Don't let anybody deceive you. When you say God, we also serve God, they are faking it. Let them use that name Jesus. Let's see what is going to happen. When we go to heaven, nobody will see God. Now listen. Because in this last day, many will be deceived. The thing look like church. It look like something else. It's like, but when he was mentioning the name of God, no. Let them mention that name. The whole shrine will scatter. Nobody will see God. This God is Jesus will see. Is the express image of God. The whole thing is about Jesus. God is a spirit. And the Bible says he dwells in light unapproachable. Nobody here can even look at the sun, but he's brighter than the sun. So who can see him? But Jesus is the owner of heaven and earth. You can't say God and be sad because you don't have money in your pocket. What is money? I'm talking about power. Power! If you don't hear anything, hear John 3:35. The Father has given all things. You get anything outside Jesus, fake, and it will destroy you. The thief cometh not to steal, to kill, and to destroy. A man cannot give what he does not have. Secure your position with Jesus. Stop playing games. He owns everything. He owns everything. The Father loved the Son. And he has given. Boy, lose your car. You lose your car, don't care. You lose your wife, don't care. You lose your husband, don't care. But you can't lose Jesus. You can't lose him. In him was life. And the life was the life of all men. For nothing was made. Let's read the Bible. Don't say you know the Bible. Meditate. Nothing was made without him. So anything made outside Jesus is fake. If it is power, fake power. Money, fake money. A position, fake position. If Jesus doesn't give it to you, they stole it and gave it to you. Now this morning I see Jesus giving original things, original blessing, original favor, original money, original opportunity, original blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus is still in the miracle. It's not a historical Jesus. It's a modern day Jesus. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. And it's the same forever. Understanding the activation of resurrection power. Understanding the activation. We live in a world full of troubles. Impossibilities, closed doors, animosity and hatred from the devil. Some people don't know that there is a devil out there. They say they are his friend. He has no friend. He destroys everybody, including his loyalists, because his nature is wickedness. Never pitch tent with the devil. You will regret. But then he said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen a righteous man begging for bread. So those people, when they look at Christians, they look at pastors. Why are they blessed? Why are they blessed? We are in the house of blessing, in case nobody told you. We are in the manufacturing plant of blessing. This is the place. This is the place. This is out of Zion has gone forth the Lord. This is the place. So 1 John 4:19 says, and we know that we are of God. And the whole world lies in wickedness. So you cannot run to Dubai for cover. You can't go to America for cover. The whole world lies in wickedness. Your office, your area, wherever. The whole world lies in wickedness. So what is our cover if this whole world lies in wickedness? Now, notwithstanding all their wickedness and the difficulty, we will still survive. and do well, because God has made a redemption provision. Now, the key to overcoming these difficulties is the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:10. The power of his resurrection is the master key. And I'm telling you, there will be many, many fake power in the fake. How can you go to church and have another society? They don't trust the Jesus in the church. They are looking for something else. No. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death. I know the devil kills people, but he has never raised anybody from the dead. But Jesus raises from the dead. He did not only raise people, he raised himself from the dead. The greatest power is called resurrection power. Resurrection power. Everybody raised from the dead. Sometimes they die again, but when you resurrect, you don't die. And only one person has that title. His name is Jesus. Why are you dropping him and following something else? Why are you busy with other things? When those things are the fruit, but Jesus is the root. Now sometimes people say, whatever, they go to church too much, they go to whatever, don't let me insult you if I get angry. Is it your leg we are using to go to church? Or is somebody chop money inside your pocket? Mind your business. If you go and do all your those nonsense and then nobody knows where you get your money from, say we go to church too much. We go to church too much. We need Jesus too much. Four months. We need him 4 months. Men can't solve our problems. We need the power. Which doctor is going to heal this boy who just got married? And he's sort of honeymoon. He's crawling like a crab on the floor. I hope the lady will be very sad by her. The man I married is crawling on the floor. Satan said, boy, the marriage that you are married by your own fashion. That's how wicked he is. But in the name of Jesus, in this last day, power will show forth in the church. He took communion. No pastor is around. He said, Lord, I don't want to wake up. You see, he activated the power. I don't want to wake up with this sickness. He came out free. Because he has been taught, he has revelation. That I may know him. Paul is praying. Show me the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering being conformed to his death. Everything in life surrenders to the power of his resurrection. Everything you are looking for. Don't go for fake power. I'm warning you again. All these fake things. Some of those men don't sleep in the night though. But I've been sleeping all my life and waking up anytime I want. The peace I'm enjoying, Rolls Royce, is a decorated matter. The peace I'm enjoying in Jesus. Don't drop him and follow something else. You may never survive. What is the power of his resurrection? 14. Listen carefully, please. Understanding is important. All these Christians praying choco choco with God, they don't understand him. They don't understand the Bible. And they've not learned. If you know how good God is, you won't play choker with him. My leg, one leg is here. Tomorrow, another leg. I come. I'm committed. I'm not committed. You don't know what you are doing. When you understand him. So today, I show you only one scripture. If you want to know the one who owns all things. If you want to know, I show you the owner. Stop befriending unnecessary people. And let Jesus be your boyfriend. Serve him until people start to complain. Madam, you did do this thing too much. Nobody rejects too much blessings. Follow him bumper to bumper. All the yeye things, I have something here because of that. I couldn't go to church. You are playing games with your life. You are, if you are too busy to spend time with him, then you are very busy. Too busy to spend time with Jesus, then you are very busy over nonsense. If you ever meet a man who owns the whole world, will you make him your friend or not? You can live in your landlord the way he terrorizes you. One room apartment. Without washroom. You have given your landlord everything. He just still doesn't like you. But Jesus loves you for free. For free. For free. For free. For free. Beg somebody. Don't drop him. Tell him. Don't drop him. All. Don't drop him. He owns all things. And ask him, what are you looking for? What? Mention what you are looking for. The Father has given all things. Why is he not giving me? Because your position is not strong. The friendship is not great. When you are very close to a man, you don't ask them so. They will just watch you. Oh, your perfume is finished. Take it. Your shoe is what I take. Your whatever. So forget about praying for things and focus on strengthening your relationship with the owner of all things. What is it making? Yeah, 4 years, no more. Another 4 years, no more. Another 4 years, no more. Even the people, they die. Don't let some nonsense enter your brain. Jesus. That's why when we are talking about him, we are like tigers and lions. No weapon that fashion against us can prosper. Hey! He said the maker of the weapon and the weapon, both of them belong to him. Which weapon are they going to use against you? I declare the name of the Lord Jesus. In this month of activation of power, any arrow thrown at you shall return back to sender. I said, my friend, he died. My friend died. He came out of his body. And looking at his dead body in the car, he said, an angel appeared. He said, it's not yet time. He grabbed him, pushed him into his body, and he jumped back to life. That's the power of Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can restore what has been stolen. Be careful of your business. That is gradually pulling you away from the owner of all things. Well, what shall it profit a man? If you get, and let me tell you something, gaining things doesn't mean God is with you. Don't get confused. Gaining things does not mean God is with you. You have all things. You can't pray for 15 minutes. You have all things. You can't read your Bible for 10 minutes. Brother, you are entering into spiritual coma. Madam Beautiful, you are moving into coma of the spirit. And finally, you are going to lose everything. Stay in close contact. The Father loved the Son. That's the Holy Scripture. That's my preaching. I'm free preaching, Grandpa. And he has given all. Ask your friend, how close are you to the owner of all things? How close? How close are you? I'm praying on this Wanga thing. When I read that scripture, I said, whoa, I can never be poor again. The one that owns all things, I know him. I know him. And this month, he will show you his power. So now, ladies and gentlemen, what is resurrection power? It's the greatest power in the universe. Doctors can't raise anybody from the dead. Scientists have tried. The power. It is the power that raises the dead. That gives life back to dead things. Listen to me carefully. No juju man, no power. Money doesn't raise from the dead. Get connected to the source. Resurrection power is the power that raises the dead. The First Lady just wrote from that book. That was a testimony that happened. Sometimes people get sick. We pray, they die. It doesn't matter. Well, he's a believer. He's going to heaven. But sometimes too, he comes to show you that he can raise from the dead. Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ shall quicken your mortal body. Every weak body here today, you are going back strengthened than ever before. Number two, what is resurrection power? It is the power that deals with sin and its consequences. Many people don't know sin is a spirit. When it catches you, you buy the cigarette and they've written it will destroy your kidney. Would you see Kawakoto? If you say Bonia Chechiro, it's a spirit. Nobody. Sometimes people say, I have good morals. My friend, don't bring yourself. You don't know what you are thinking in your mind. You say you have good morals. Sin is a spirit, and it takes power. Some of you now, when you watch yourself today sitting in church, is it not wonderful? Even your mother prophesied that you are going to hell, your own mother. But when that power shows up, it cleanses the sinner from his sins. Colossians 1:13 and 14. He has delivered us from the power. So darkness has power. The power, don't blame these little queens. So they are into bondage. We have to pray for them. The power of darkness and convey us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Convey. In whom we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness. This is the only power that can turn the armed robber into a pastor, a slave queen into a first lady. That's the power. That a pedophile will be teaching at children's service. Somebody who eats children. My God, yeah. A witch will be leading praise and worship life. A witch. Somebody who used to drink blood. The Satan can't try this one, all his nonsense. He rather make people sin. He can't change anybody. Some of you, when you get to the gate of heaven, Satan will do like this. Christ! Because you were a general in his army. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. I have a son here. He used to sleep with three girls at the same time. But he has sent me Jimmy. The power rescue him. Today is almost a man of God. Clap your hands for that power. Look at somebody else. I don't know where you are coming from. But I'm sure Jesus has delivered a very dangerous person. That power has delivered a very dangerous person. That I've been sitting with you for 1 hour and my phone is still there. My bag is still there. That's the power. It's not just talking. Somebody talking to somebody. Somebody talking. Oh, what? Hey, Adam, leave Islam. No, no, no. There is a power. Some people here, they can't go a day without sleeping with a woman. They were dogs. Rod Wallace. Assassin humanizing dogs. A demon jump inside your body. Messing them up. Today, they can even live without a wife. Their power has taken the sin away from their life. Look at your friend and say, thank God for my life. Oh, there is a power that brought me to church. I know myself. Any power that can turn the armed robber into a preacher is a rare power. That's what we are dealing with in church. Number three, the resurrection power is the power that restores what has been destroyed. The boy, his wit was destroyed. Jesus restored it. Our health, our peace, our glory. Sometimes people say they are thinking. And they're thinking. The Argentine is giving them problems. No, I don't think. I sleep like a little baby every day. I say, Lord, if you come, I am ready. I don't bother myself about so many things. The peace. Anything destroyed in your life, if you submit to His power, it shall be restored. That power can restore destiny. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Look at that power. He said, for He was wounded for our transgression. You see restoration there. And carried our sorrows. Yes, we are seeing him stricken and smitten by God. See, God is afflicting his son. God is punishing his son, but we didn't know it was to our advantage. And afflicted. Oh, this is the place. When I read this place, I cannot stand. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are. You see, it's not past tense. We are. We are. We were. We will continue to be healed. It restores. Look at that guy's testimony. He was crawling on the floor. By the next day, the power showed up. The boy is standing on his feet. When I hear all these people talking, whatever, or these miracles are fake, whatever, tell people to go and work. You are spoiling the people by telling them miracle money. You say, Bibi, when is you blue? In this world, there is miracle everything. Even those people, we say they are highly educated. And they are in their positions of power. Why are they members of secret society? Ask them what they are looking for. They are looking for the spiritual dimension of wealth. And we have gotten it for free. I pray for everybody here. This month, miracle money will come and solve your problem. Now, see, the devil doesn't want to hear such things. Because those things contest with what he's doing. A malam can call somebody and he said, I can give you money. What did that? Did you ask the malam where he brought the money from? Mm-hmm. When they come to church, they will start to doubt. You see, we are limiting God's power. Our bank account can't with your first account. Our bank account. You have an account in the bank, but they don't even know. The God of the universe cannot give you money without. They say, "Who is the source?" I don't want to know the source. All I want to know is that I didn't work for that money. He just came. And let the devil get ready. If he blocks our account, miracle money will answer. If your landlord is coming to eject you and your mother will not help you, your uncle will not help you, miracle money. See, I believe it. One day I was going to preach, the pastor testimony said, when you come, don't say anything about miracle money. I said, what is wrong with these people? Why will the church not allow God to help us? I've received many monies, no name. Why do you think it a thing incredible? And you know what the devil wants to do? You want to push all of us to the corner. When we work and it doesn't work, okay. Then he now comes to suggest you join Freemason. You want to put the church in a place where it's like, apart from the natural ways of getting things, we have no other option. So when we go, then he now will come and suggest there's some dusinidi here. The God we are serving can command money. He can release. You see, few people are shouting him. They don't believe. God can raise the dead. I have a question for you. If God can raise the dead, is it paper he can move? Now, even me, I'm not God. See, I can blow this 100 gun. You see, somebody stop. That's power. This week, whether the devil likes it or not, I don't care. Who want to disgrace you? The power of the Holy Ghost is going to blow something into your account. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see, I'm having a problem, and I don't want to. When you talk tomorrow, they say, we are not insulting anybody. Listen, we are not going to sit down for anybody to reduce the power of God. No. Amor Pai said, somebody sent 13 billion into my bank account. Well, you don't believe, so you will never get it. You are limiting God. Your boss, there, he can pay you. That you can kind of win. They can help you. But God, who created you, cannot help you. Who has bewitched the church? Who has reduced our power? Who told us that without men we can't survive? Who told us that without the government we can't survive? And so now God is careful the way he deals with us. Because we are unbelievers. I don't believe. At your age, you don't believe. Why don't you believe? The money I blow, did somebody catch it or not? That one too, you don't believe. Did the person work for it?
They blow some, right now.
A Everything the devil has stolen from you. Now, you go on social media, you see the unbelievers. Obi Asun can't draw some umbrella, sorry. This is fake. This is fake. We like it. But your own is not fake, eh? Your own is not fake. How many of you believe in the power of God? A man of God went to his wife to a conference in London. And then when they got there, they sat at the restaurant. There's no money to pay. And the wife said, what are we going to do? He said, nothing. Our father will do something. He said, that's it. He sat at buffet. Jesus, you don't show up, you have disgraced yourself here. They started eating. Suddenly, a white man jumped from hotel room and came. Where is your man? Where is a man of God? Are you a man of God from Africa? He said, yes. He said, the Lord told me to give you this money, $35,000 at the dining table. Say that. I don't believe. You don't believe. Somebody cares. With all that we are teaching, you don't believe that when your pocket money finishes, God, what do you believe? What do you believe? This fetish priest who don't bath. Some of them have not seen president all their life. Because it's part of the juju rituals. People believe. People travel from nation to nation to go and sit before ordinary human beings. I watched something the other day, I laughed. A boy went to a juju woman and he said he wants money for girls. Juju for girls. I don't know what it is. Juju that make girls to like them. So, yeah, the juju woman gave the boy a pad. I said, if you see any girl, blow it on her. The boy took it, blew it on the woman. The power came to the woman said, I love you. I love you. But there is no power that can work against the power of Jesus. Somebody get excited here and shout, I believe all things. It is the power that restores. I don't care your family background, and I don't want to know who is your anchor. All you have to know is to know Jesus, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Some of you, when people even see you today, they wonder, is it the one we know? Is it the one we know? Very soon, when you pass, it will turn into a discussion. I said, the way God is about to restore your life, when you pass, it will turn into a discussion. It is the power that restores what has been destroyed. In case the devil has destroyed anything in your life, the month of April is your month of restoration. Somebody shout power. And I thank God for the students. One more mother than they believe. You are saying you're good. Sometimes when people are too comfortable, I don't believe this. The students, they believe. People were catching money left, center, right. God is visiting somebody's account. By the resurrection. Did you ever hear Jesus ever borrowed? What work was he doing? The Bible said Judas was stealing from him every day. He didn't care. No more disgrace. You can't walk in this power and ever be disgraced. And everything called sickness is dying outside your body. What is resurrection power? It is a power that conquers death. Death is one thing everybody is afraid of. From the president to the peasant, everybody is afraid to die. All this go to see juju man here. People is the devil. And when they go, they know, so they trick you. You have 2 weeks to live. So what should I do? Say, bring 2 Land Cruisers. It is the power that conquered death, the last enemy of mankind. You see, in the Bible, death is an enemy. Some of you think God uses death. No, it's an enemy. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch as children have been partakers of flesh and blood, he himself also shed in the same. That through them, He might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. Now look at this. I can't go to accident. 19 people die. That's not God. It's the devil. Somebody drank cocoa, he died. That's the devil. Do you know the trick that has stopped the church from challenging death? From our infancy, we have believed that death is God's partner in business. He says, oh, Onyamina Odema, Wasanje, Obekauda. So when we see death, we don't challenge it.
Even if you don't die, how do you go to heaven without dying?
It destroys him who has the power of death. And what is his name? No, say it. I want you to know. Only time you hear people cry, Mommy, that's him. That's him. But when a Christian finishes his work on earth, he doesn't die, he sleeps. So when he wants to pick you and it's not time, challenge devil and say, I'm not going now. I know who thou art. Challenge it. And don't think about death. It's the power that conquers death. Most of the people that went for juju power seeking, all is because they are afraid to die. But Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Look at the way Paul mesmerized death. For me to live is Christ, to die. He started laughing. We are not afraid to die. Where is the origin of this resurrection power? It is with God. Never think it is impossible for God to raise the dead. Acts 26 verse 8. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Why? Why should anybody think that God doesn't have power? That the power of God doesn't reach your pocket. It doesn't reach your business. Why do you think it a thing impossible for God to raise the dead? It is not impossible for God to raise the dead. If it is not impossible for him to raise the dead, and we said that death is the last enemy, then he has the greatest power. The power that conquers the last enemy is the power of resurrection. 4 days from the grave, he called him as if somebody is calling his son to send him. Lazarus! Don't invite Jesus to a funeral. When he comes, funeral will be finished. That's why we never saw him attend anybody's funeral. But we will spend too much money on funeral. Jesus never went to any funeral. In the book of Luke, he was entering a city and he saw a funeral procession and they were crying. The Lord is in the holy temple, Jerusalem, my foe. Jesus heard the song. Who is singing Jerusalem? He thought it was a church service. When he saw, it was a coffin. He said, hey, stop! Stop! He went to the coffin. He said, whose boy is this one? Old lady was crying. It's my only son. He said, Mama, don't worry. He told them, phew. The boy jumped back to life. Another time they came to tell him, somebody's daughter is dead. He went. He sacked all the professional criers. Get up. Talita Kuma. The baby jumped back alive. The people said, oh, holy. The people didn't die. They were into coma. Oh, they were whatever. So the next time down, he heard Lazarus was dead. He waited. It was to prove a point. He waited. They kept John 11. They said, Lord, Lazarus, the one whom you love, is dead. They said, oh, yeah. I will come. He didn't show when. Day one, day two, day three, day four. Among the Jews, after 3 days, you are clinically dead, biologically dead, socially dead, religiously dead. Why is that your my daughter here? Huh? He made sure that he has passed the clinical death test, biological death test. bacteriological depth test. He told the guys, let's go now. The people said, if you go, you should have gone 3 days ago. They follow him and they were talking. Shit. We don't know today to what he's going to do. And then when he got there, Mary and Martha saw him. He, oh Lord, it's not me here. My brother will not have died. The Bible said, Jesus, look at these girls. And he wept by their unbelief. Many of us are causing heaven to weep with this. I don't believe this. Jesus said, Madam, where is the cemetery? He said, Lord, cemetery. That man has been buried 4 days. John 11:38. Let me take you back to history. As soon as they said that, he saw that they didn't believe in his power. He grew, and he came to the tomb. And it was a cave, and the stone lay against it. Verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone, my friend. Martha and Mary, he said, Lord, with all due respect, there is a stench. For he has been there 4 days. 40. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory or the power of God? Somebody's life is changing in 2 hours. 2 hours. If you believe, we go to church, but after what we believe, we don't know. Verse 41. Jesus took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and he lifted up his eyes. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Verse 42. For I know you always hear me, but because of the people standing by and their concern, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said this thing, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come on! People were watching. Say, we'll see how mad this man is. And Lazarus delayed for some 5 minutes. Everybody was quiet. Today be today. He said, he's a son of God. We will see. Today be today. The place was quiet. Now, have you noticed that the Bible never said a scent came from the distance? But Martha said there is a scent. But when Jesus spoke, the words arrested the scent. Then 5 minutes later, boom, 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 Lazarus, he who had died came out, bound hand, foot, grave clothes, and his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Hold somebody and say, loose him and let him go. You see? Jesus has already set us free. Others want to put us in bondage. Prophesy to your daughter and say, be loose and be let go. Power! Why do you think it a thing incredible for God to raise the dead? A young man came to church, new convert, and we're sharing flyer. He got a flyer. Like this young man, no food to eat. Jesus, if you are the one that people preach, Kuka is my witness. He took the flyer, dropped it on the window. Next day morning, came out, coming to pick his flyer. No flyer, but what is there? 50 euros. Flyer torn. Shake your head and say, devil, lose my mind. I want to believe something incredible. Lose me. People bring logic and all these things. Pastor, I don't want to go to school. If I've not been to school and I believe the things I believe, people say, oh, he's an illiterate. I'm not an illiterate. And are the Holy Ghost who have traveled around the world. That one also is educated by his own. We call it travel and see. I've met people from different backgrounds. And yet, I can still declare, Jesus is... Give him praise. Jesus is Lord. This is the power we need in these last days. We must pay every price to walk in power. But remember, nothing comes without a cost. Everything great comes at a cost. Apostle Paul said, nothing of value is ever free. Stop being lazy with spiritual things. You need to pay a price. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth. Buy. Wake up from your house and take taxi and come to church. That's the cost. 21 days, get involved. That is the cost. We are building, put in your money. That is the cost. Power is not cheap. Read your Bible every day. Go to Sunday school. Let the word enter you. That is the cost. A lazy man has no future. A lazy believer cannot taste power. Power has a cost. You wake up today, there was no lorry fare. What were you doing? Can't you walk? Don't you have legs? God is testing you to check your loyalty. You wake up, there was lights off. You have failed the test. He said, nothing shall separate us. Who can know what we do? Both for Jesus Christ, one match up. What journey was from papa? What journey? A man made you angry because of that. You punish Jesus for the nonsense of your wife, of your husband. Where was Jesus in all this nonsense? People's mind is very low. I have a problem with somebody in the church. Have you ever seen where people gathered and there was no problem? We are the problem. Say we. You wanted somebody to greet you, didn't greet you. You don't know what the person is going through. Do you know that people can see you like this and still they didn't see you? Their eyes saw you, but their mind didn't see you. Because we don't see with the eyes, we see with the mind. One day I was in my room, I was sitting, and my wife said, he's looking for me. He came, grew, went outside. So later I said, who are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for, I came to find you here. I said, I saw you standing here. He said, she didn't see me. The eye was up, but the mind was somewhere. It must cost everybody something to walk in power. Catherine Coleman said, this power you see have cost me everything. You have to leave somebody's husband alone and follow Jesus without a husband for all her life. And the power that woman walk in, we've not seen its kind. He said, I die every day. Today we don't want to die. Any little income, power comes at the cost. So what do we do to activate this resurrection power that can raise the dead, that can heal the sick, that can give... You saw my daughter, the engineer. He said, I got a job, no interview. No interview means you also didn't write any application. Are you doubting sectors? Can't an angel go and submit a letter on your behalf? One of my boys is sitting there. He went to... Later I checked, it was moving pick. He went there, he said, my pastor says there's a job for me. He said, who's your pastor? He said, pastor said there is a job. That's how he got employed. My pastor says there is a job. I'm not the owner of Moving Pick. No. But my father owns it. And what belongs to the father belongs to the son. Number one. Come with a test. Unfortunately, many people have desire for many material things. They don't have desire for spiritual things. Every believer must have an insatiable desire to walk in the power of his resurrection. Isaiah 55 verse 1. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you have no money, come and buy. Come to the waters, come. Power is available. Come, come, come. We don't use money to buy power. No, come with a thirst, a desire. The desire to walk in miracles. Drove me to Pram Pram Beach. I was there 4 days. Shekepele, epelikuta, brakate, intubika, etupakatikupa. I'm holding a book and my Bible. I open chapter to chapter until I pray the whole book. When I open here, I put it on top of, and I pray. Go to another chapter. Big book. I prayed the whole book on top of my head. When I returned, I was another man. The price. Come with the test. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. All those who come to church, they miss praise and worship. You don't have a test for God. Living in me. And now I'm desperate for you. People are looking for a wiggle instead of power. And now I'm lost without you. Julia, you come with a test. It's not that you stay in the church after 15 years, no more zeal. And now, oh, that I may know him. And I kept on. I'm lost without you. Hey. The test for power drove me to Miami, Florida. Kayama Koske Paya. He said, you can't see the man. I said, no, when I came from Ghana. In the midst of 19,000 people, I penetrated. People, they say they want to see pastor. They see a line of 7 people. Pastor, I was coming to look for you, but the queue was too long. 7. 19,000 white people. I was standing in the midst of them. Nobody knows me. I don't know the city. I've never been. Can you imagine when the church closed? I was asking a policeman to show me where they sell McDonald's. I've not eaten for days. Come with the test. Do you want to see God? Do you want to know the power of God? I discover many people here when we are fasting, they are eating. Mercy for you now. They interviewed a young lady. He said he doesn't go to church anymore. Why? He cited 2 reasons why he doesn't go. The last one that broke the camel back was that he was in the church. They were fasting. He went to pastor's office. Pastor was eating bagude. Today the lady says he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God anymore. Atheist, pure one. When leaders don't pay the price. Even Sunday school children know we are fasting. And then they come to mama's room and mama is eating la piwa inside. I say, mama, I don't know the one that took me to church. You don't know you are damaging the faith of the children. Test. I want to see you. I want to know your face. I want to know you more. Prayer for money. Lord, I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you and more and more. Any time I travel to go, I don't eat. Oh, they ask me, "Hey, man of God, as you are coming to Brazil, my friend, if you are in the media, I can't wait for me. Can what you mean, Canada? That's all. Did you too much?" When should we bring you food? It's after the service. That's 10 p.m. Abro. Ejianis webu. Mumu biya di moto sa situation ma. Why have I go here? I feel kai. Ejianu wa wane ni pebre. I heard a pastor saying that he has a gift from God. He has never fasted before. This one is not. Something is wrong. And you know the reason for the fasting. Let me tell you something. The power of God is so attractive that it can attract anything to you. So you need to kill your body. So the girls don't kill you. You see, people say, why do girls like anointed? It's not the men, it's the oil. The Bible says, because of the oil, the virgins love you.
It's not so Solomon, boy. Or we see a lady who sings anointing. The men love her.
So do you know, fasting must kill your body. God, this body like nonsense. So anybody that God blesses without killing the body, the person will die in the blessing. Pride will enter him. Girls or boys will come. Said before no more chairman. He said, see how much man. Who be who? I have Papa Debuyo on Friday. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we have 3 weeks to finish our 100 days fast. 3 weeks. That man is 83 years old. He's fasting. How old are you? That's why we don't have power. One time he said he prayed for 38 hours. And a man of God asked him, what were you saying to God? Today we don't have a desire for God. The things he gave us have taken his place. Somebody shout mercy. I'm talking to all of us, including everybody. The phone he gave you. Every believer must have insatiable desire. Some people, the only thing that stopped them is the first car. God gave them one car. They stop pursuing God. And they are many that's a massacre. But what you don't know is that there is more. Money and God, which one do you want? Raise your hand. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. I say, money and God, which one do you have? Let me tell you a story about my friend. And I'm not going to describe him so that you know him. This, my friend, is a prophet. And he struggled. One day he was owing rent. And the great man of God was traveling, so he carried him along. And they went from place to place. They preached. They blessed them. When they came, the great man of God put $20,000 on the table. And he put a bottle of oil. And he called him. He said, my son, choose one. Oh. He asked him, can't I choose both? He said, no. The oil and the dollar. Choose one. Now, he told me, he said, Bishop, I was crying. My wife was calling me. And he went behind the door and closed the door like, the man said, I give you 15 minutes to decide. What? And pressure from mommy. The woman, they can give you pressure. You jam your brains. So he at a point, Lord, what kind of father is he? He's a very wicked man. He's a very wicked man, you know. Oh God, he didn't see for me. He didn't give to me. $20,000. What am I doing with a bottle of oil? I need money. Whilst he was praying and crying, he entered into a trance. Watch me. Then suddenly he saw in the realms of the spirit, the money has entered the oil bottle. He came back to the man of God. He said, sir, I want the oil bottle. So the man said, you have passed the test. Take the oil bottle. The money, don't look at it. Take the oil bottle. He said, when I left the place, first broke through $500,000. The money was in the bottle. Ask somebody, do you want the bottle or you want money? I want to find out. Some people didn't come to church today. They are chasing money. Yahweh, it wasn't long ago. Somebody called him. He said, hey, I want you to come and dedicate my house for me. He went there in America, dedicated the house. The man said he bought the house $250,000. And he used $80,000 to do the decoration, which makes it $300,000. He took the key, dedicated the house, and then the man gave him a brown envelope. There was $20,000. He said, take this one for your whatever. So
As he was leaving the house, the man said, please stop. He said, the house belongs to you. He said, I didn't want you to know. Some of you are holding oil bottle today. It doesn't look like there is money inside. Tap your neighbor and say, keep on holding the bottle. Where are all my beautiful girls in the church? Don't leave the bottle and call that fried rice. Some man did just show up. He said, babe, $5,000. He tell him, no, I have an oil bottle. Don't leave the bottle and carry money. Somebody bought the house. By the time we calculated, $370,000 for free. It was inside the oil bottle. People don't know. We started this ministry with nothing. Look at what has come out of the bottle.
That's right.
These two people were there. And my wife and Pastor Nikki. In somebody's office. Huh? I wanted to run away to America. I said, don't go anywhere. Hold the bottle. Tell three people that you hold the bottle. What? There is something in the bottle. The power. The anointing. My friend today is a melon. People are jealous about it. He told me the story. But the story, the way that he said, I what? I said, this man is wicked. I've been following you for weeks. My wife is calling me in Ghana. You give me ordinary oil. Why can't you give me the two? He said, no, you can't have the two. You can't have the two. Choose one, my friend.
I choose the oil.
Bible, because I've told the story, that's why you are saying you choose the oil. Wake up and tell five people, choose the oil, choose the oil, choose the oil. And tell him the money is in the oil. The victory is in the oil. The breakthrough is in the oil. Your car is in the oil. Your house is in the oil. That's why when there is a church, me, you can't let me come anywhere. I'm going to church. Carry your nonsense. Go. Follow this man. Follow him. Some of you, any small thing. After, I couldn't come for the service. Also, crowd here, look at 20,000 people. Madam, choose the oil and keep the oil and maintain the oil. Your husband is inside the oil. Tell that lady for me. Oh. Don't go and change somebody. Your husband is in the oil. Your car is in the oil. Your family is in the oil. Your bread. Are you talking for somebody for me? It's not in the school that you attended, it's in the oil. You may be holding an empty bottle today, but man of God, your international first class ticket is in the oil. Go around and say it's in the oil. Don't leave the oil, you know. The power. Follow the power. Don't follow money. Hey, Maori, come here. Are you in this world? You come to church? People are following things. Hey! Choose between the bottle and $20,000.
The oil.
Now, wait a minute. So this, my friend, somebody invited him. When he finished, the people said, oh, wait outside, we were coming. When he went, $500,000, they spread it on his bed. He couldn't sleep that night. He would turn this way, and he would turn this way, and he would turn this way. God wanted to surprise him. I hope no holy healer, if it was you, you would choose the money. He said, Bishop, I saw the money inside the oil in the vision. I came out crying. Baba, you don't want to give me the bottle. Give me the bottle. The man looked at him and said, you have passed the test. Tell your friend, you will pass the test. Hey, do you want the bottle or you want money? Some of you. You don't know. Some ladies, they chose the bottle over me. They chose money and they left me. Now they are praying that I will die. Me. They chose their money and left their bottle. I was holding oil bottle. Somebody's mother said to me, "Yem fa chain kobo chain." And I made sure when that woman died, I went to the funeral. And Sano, the man is sure. This God of power will send you back to that place. And he will decorate you. We went to the funeral with a convoy. Hi! And I dropped my somebody. Boom! The whole place was shaking. Mama, I'm sorry. By the power of the Holy Ghost, wherever they said you will not make it, I declare in the name of Jesus, you will become a testimony. I say you will become a testimony. Somebody shout power. And run and touch of it. Maintain the bottle. Carry the bottle. Don't look for money. Look for the oil. Look for the oil. Maintain the bottle. There is something inside. First man, see what the bottle has done to your life. This my son. He went through some crisis. Hey! And they taught him, "Now you don't have anything to give." I said, "Bema, don't worry. Yeah, you baby, yeah, baby." The crowd was my entire family anyway. I said to him, "Listen, leave those people who are laughing at you. Carry your bottle and go." The next time I saw him, he gave me money. He said, "This money I've given you is the least I will ever give you as long as I'm alive." It wasn't small money. The people that rejected him, this time when they saw him, it was too late. Hey, nobody will miss the test. Tell your friend, protect the oil. Don't look for money. Power. Power. Apostle Repo said, a friend asked him, "Now that you are going to preach for God, do you have a bank account?" He said, "No. Even if I have a bank account, I will finish it before I go." Because he said, "I should carry no purse or script." I see somebody Land Cruiser inside the oil. I see somebody 12 houses inside the oil. Be thirsty for God. Eh? Forget about people. They won't give you this. They won't give you this. Forget about material things. Grab, hang on to Jesus. Me, I have an office. Because the office, I don't sit inside. No, no, this kind of normal life. What? No, no, no. I don't have time for many things. I never watch TV. Always going for the oil. Key number two. I see some of you walking into power, 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 power. Seek the revelation of the word. God's word carry power. Hebrews 1:3 says, he's upholding all things by the power of his word. So keep the bottle and keep the word. Yes. When the word of God is revealed to you, power has come to you. Seek to know, seek to understand. Where the word of God is not known, power is not revealed. Read your Bible. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus God the Father may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, teach me your word. The power is in the word. Show me your word. Teach me your word. Show me your word. Teach me your word. He was teaching and the power was present to him. So, as I'm preaching, many of you are getting miracles. Number three, engage in prayer and fasting. I'm talking about the price of power. Power comes at a high cost. You must subdue the flesh so that the spirit can reign. Luke 4, 1 and 2. Jesus was led by the spirit into the wilderness. There he fasted and he prayed. Verse 14. And he returned in the power of the spirit. Verse 18. He went to church. He said, "The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hey, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind." He became a solution when power came. Fast, pray, fast, pray, from 4th to the 18th May or something. We are doing 14 days. In July, we have 21. September. One day, Pastor Adeboye went to prayer. He said, God, I want to see what Jesus saw. The Lord replied, then do what Jesus did. He said, what did Jesus do? He said, 40 days. 40 days. 40 days. Anyone here who cannot fast, I tie your stomach today. Today. I deliver you from the bondage of eating acheke, ajogo, whatever. You are burying your future in your stomach. Be loose to fast into power. Be loose to pray into power. 50 days, we pray every night. 9 to 10:30. Everybody join. You can't come here, join. You are in your car, you can pray with us. You are in your house, you can pray with us. Every night we select some people to pray. But the church is going to be covered in the 100 days every night. Rapata, kepele, indobereketo, sebe, itekapara. So if you are a holy healer, no matter where you are, remember there's prayer going on. And join if you can join us to pray. Join online. Number 4, be clothed with humility. Power doesn't go to the proud. Power destroys the proud. Power is dangerous in the hands of the proud. When God sees humility, he gives power. Philippians 2, 8 and 10. Jesus, being found in appearance, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. You need to die to self. Die to whatever. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, giving him a name that is above every other name. Wow. He has exalted him. That at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Matthew 8, 8 to 10. A man came to Jesus and said, my daughter is dying. And Jesus said, the as they were talking, the man said, Lord, I am a man under authority. You see, they understood the principle of power. I said to this one, go, go. I said to this one, Lord, I am a man under authority. I understand that when you come under authority, power visits you. Jesus said, I've never found any man so great. He said, speak the word only. The man was very humble. The power visited him. James 4, 7. He gave one more grace to the humble. Fight for humility. Don't be proud. All these things make you feel you are better than somebody. You are higher than somebody. Don't do that. Walk in compassion. Have compassion. Don't be wicked. Be humble. The greatest man in the Old Testament was the man Moses. And yet he was the most humble. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. The Bible says Moses was the meekest man. Now the man Moses was very humble. Look at it. More than all the men who were on the face of the earth. May somebody grab this title in the name of Jesus. Now look at the most humble man, his power level. Deuteronomy 34:10. Deuteronomy 34:10. Some people think that when you are humble, it means you are weak. No, Maya, no. When you are humble, you are not weak. Sometimes the women try to argue with their husband. Listen, when you do that, you they will humble you. They will humble you. Humble women have gotten more things from their husband than the kayo ones. You say this, they say them, you say whatever. Huh? Nobody thinks for somebody higher than him. If you are higher than the person, then he cannot think for you and provide for you. Be humble. But since then, there has not risen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. What? You know the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all the land. This is the most humble man. And by all that mighty power, somebody say mighty power. Moses walked in mighty power and great terror which Moses performed. So some of you think that when you are humble, it means that you are weak. Don't make a mistake. And every woman's power is in humility. Don't turn yourself into some Jack Chang woman or Yasantua something. Oh. Be clothed in humility. Number 5. Sing praises to God as a lifestyle. The greatest of God's power is in his presence. So where his presence is, that's where his power goes.
We invoke his power by invoking his presence through praise. Psalm 75, verse 9 and 10. But I will proclaim the victory of God of Jacob. My melody of praise will make him known. My praises will break the powers of darkness. Can you imagine? Praises break the power of darkness. While the righteous will be promoted and become powerful. So when we start singing, we enter into power. He's a miracle working God. As we are worshiping like that. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God. My praises will break the powers of darkness, while the righteous will be promoted and become powerful. Be a singing believer. Sing to him in the morning. Don't give room to complain. So you enter my room, either I'm playing worship or I'm listening to preaching. There is a song, me alone, I think I've played, I don't know, more than 100,000 times. I will miss, but I will remember. And your faithfulness reaching to the sky. That's the song I play every day. Great is your name, oh God. Every day I play. And your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Demons can enter your room. Sing it. Great is your name. Charge the apples. And your faith will change. Be as old as take that part. You are not singing because you are happy. You are generating power. Some of you, when you wake up, it's still as if the rapture happened before you wake up. There's no joy anywhere, so you bust. Now, when you lose your joy, you lose your power. Sing. Look for songs that make you enter the rest. And your faithfulness reaches. Chapter 16. Don't sit down. When Paul and Silas began to sing, the Bible said the power of God came into the prison room and there was an earthquake. Many of us have waited for the devil to have advantage of us. As you are complaining every day, I don't have that. I don't have. What do you have? If you always look at what you don't have, God will be angry at you. I don't have. Yes, you don't have a car. But you have a nose that smells. You say you don't have. You have less. You are not crawling on the floor like that young man. Say to him, as I said, but look at your seat, very nice. Look at what he gave you and focus on that. And be filled with praise. When his presence comes, power has arrived. Psalm 22 verse 3. Oh, thou that inhabit the praise of your people.
Wait. When you start doing this, two things will happen. You enter into dominion. Somebody say dominion.
When the power comes through the worship, you dominate the environment. See, any environment that doesn't have God, demons have taken over. Learn how to dominate an environment. This power, when it comes, it gives you dominion. Power goes with dominion. Matthew 8:16. And when evening came, they brought to him many that were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word. We also remember when David began to play songs, the demons came out. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Learn how to dominate the environment. As a mirame them, why you do? What are you doing? Your own office, when you enter, you can feel the atmosphere is so bad. Start singing. Start singing. Change the atmosphere. Demons don't like worship. Because when you start singing, God, boom, boom. That's why I play music in my room. Not this kind of nonsense, stupid music. Then number two. From dominion to solution. The power of God brings dominion. Number two, it brings solution. Today you will go home without any problem. Every problem you brought is going to surrender. The power solves problems. Psalm 107 verse 20. People, me, I don't have problems. So people think that, no. You cannot become a problem to me. I will ignore you and go into worship. But what I need doesn't come from you.
He is the Lord God who crowns in heaven. Let your glory be all around you.
107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. And we said power comes through revelation of the word. And deliver them. You are in your car. Don't be looking around. Think. How to enter into power realm? That atmosphere we fill with demons. Because of the songs you are playing, your children are sick every day. Demons. But when you enter into worship, when you enter,
you deserve the glory and the honor.
You are worshiping.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.
As we bless your holy name, you deserve the glory.
Bring the oil. Bring the oil.
And the honor.
And the honor. Let's go. Everybody worship. Review that the first lady did. He was telling about the power that is activated through the oil. Are there about some person here and say, all the provision God gave us in the Bible, people are criticizing it. So say, this one is not important. This one is not important. This one is not important. This one, so that the church will be finished. Isaiah 10:27. In that day, the burden shall be lifted. The yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? The oil. Mark 6:13. Don't listen to what anybody is saying. Read your Bible. People who know how to talk and read your Bible. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil. They anointed with oil many who were sick. Now listen, two things happened. Demons came out and sickness disappeared. It means that there is power. You let somebody, this last day we'll hear things. But thank God I have a Bible. Somebody say, thank God I have a Bible. You cannot confuse me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? You came with any problem, the problem will drop today. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you have your personal oil, in the name of Jesus, we activate the power in the oil. Stand up. As they are worshiping, the men of God will bring the oil. If you like to, they can anoint your forehead. So take the oil. Those that want you to anoint their forehead, anoint them. Those, and when the oil gets there, put your hands inside and anoint your own forehead so we can be very fast.
Lord, we lift it. We lift our hands.
Lift it very high, very high.
You deserve
glory, your forehead. For your healing, for your miracle. And worship it.
We lift our hands in worship. Oh. We lift our hands. For you are great.
I command sickness to leave. I command faith to
leave.
I command sickness to leave your body. I saw you standing there, and suddenly I saw an angel. The angel flew and went on top of a very, very tall tree and took a wedding ring and came and put it on the line. That tree, no human being can climb. The angel flew on top of that tree. That's why I called it. Madam, God is about to honor you. Power! Now, if you are here, you are not born again, you don't know Jesus. Every day we are screaming, every day we are shouting. One day, nobody will scream again. You will wake up in the morning or you will be in the afternoon. And before you say, shush, 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 shush. Everyone is gone. Everyone is gone. The Bible never lies. You are here, you don't know Jesus, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, today I want to give my life to Jesus. Run to the altar. I want to be born again. I don't want to die and go to hell. Somebody invited you. You came by yourself. Pastor, I want to be born again. Say, God bless you. Stand up. Don't delay. A little delay can cost you a lot. Run. Run towards the front. I must be born again. I got to be saved. I need to be saved. Oh, yes. Father.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55. +233 2676760 55. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.